This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. What's up, everybody?
And what's up to you, Robo Damon?
Yeah, there we go.
Damon is not here. He's a father now, and you're going to have some guest hosts for the next couple of weeks. My name is Sam. I'm here with Justin, CJ.
Oh, you lied. I'm not here for another couple of weeks. This is that's true. This is it for me, but...
And Miranda.
Hello.
Hey.
Today on GameScoop, we're going to do our best. And I have a few topics I brought in. We're going to play three games. We're going to do a PSA on how to identify a new improved Switch in the wild. We're going to talk about a new Bubble Bobble game.
But first,
please be excited. I wasn't ready for that yet.
Hold on. I jump the gun? Okay.
And we're going to have some fun in games. We're going to play Musical Joust, new game. Yeah. We're going to play Fake Scoop, new game. Ooh. And we're going to play Video Game 20 Questions. Apparently, CJ picked one out.
Yes.
But first.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
It's awesome.
Are you running away?
But first, yes. So I should preface with, I got to disappear off set for about 10 seconds, but keep talking, Sam. There's been something I really wanted to showcase with everybody. Okay. And I got to give a big shout out to my brother-in-law, Woodley Bellany, who made it happen.
That's a cool name.
It's a pretty cool name.
Cool name,
legit,
Woodley.
Legit.
That this is entire really... show is just disorienting.
Wait, where's Woodley Bellamy from?
They're from Gatineau.
Okay, so if he was going to write to GameScoop, which you can't do this week, if you write to gamescoop@ign.com, we will not
read your messages.
Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com, just like...
You can always reach... Oh, no.
All right.
So here's the thing. This he did not send the milk bag like this,
EJ,
because you couldn't do that.
Why?
Because what happened?
Did you fill that bag?
I filled the bag with milk in the office.
So this is just
so
a bag.
Dear audio listeners, you can put on your headphones. Again,
yeah,
right?
I want a second. So
we sometimes talk about how they bag milk in Canada. Today, the first milk ever was bagged in the United States of America.
And it was in the kitchen of the IGN office in San Francisco.
So somebody emptied this milk bag.
My brother-in-law.
Yeah. And he sent you it and the custom pitcher.
Yes. I basically said to him, hey, I'm leaving. There's been kind of a gag on Scoop about how milk comes in bags. And people are like, oh, why does milk come in bags? It's mostly, again, from a cost standpoint, a little bit of efficiency, less
you
packing.
You need to defend it.
No, I'm just saying, there's a bunch of reasons. But people are wondering, okay, how does it actually work in the pour? So I just clipped it really quickly.
Okay. Now, but you also clipped it to fill the bag with milk.
Absolutely. Okay. He sent me the empty bag as well as this. Okay. So
how did you get there's a little teeny tiny
Is
hole
it?
In there.
Exactly.
Is it powdered milk, or is it just regular milk in a bag?
Just regular milk in a bag.
So in the store, it comes in like a little rectangular bag.
Yeah, and like a bunch of bags. So again, it does work.
Hold, get away from the computer.
Exactly. I am going to move away from the computer as I pour.
This is a dangerous process.
Yeah, but people are always wondering, like, oh, how well does it pour? It's like, it pours pretty good.
Pretty good.
Well, I'm going to just like, I have the
cheat
there.
6 out of 10.
All right, here we go. Justin, stand by.
Wow.
Look at that guy.
Oh.
It probably pours better than milk in a carton, to be honest.
There it is.
You don't get that drip.
I'm not going to drink this whatsoever, nor should anybody else. It was 2%, I believe.
Okay. Well, I think
scoop
that poured really well. I think it's the very picture of classiness.
Oh, nicely done. Dad jokes, yeah.
That's also so much milk that now we're just going to
It was a prop. But
it's also been a milk bag that's been emptied, so you don't want the residue and stuff like that.
But it is weird that...
Is there a logo on the milk bag?
So I have the piece of the packaging that it came in to show you, but
that's right, because two bags come in one labeled bag.
Yes, this is one liter. So this is a liter. And then basically what I would love to do is I wanted to have a little scoop logo printed on it a nicely job.
Don't tell everybody that.
Well, I know, but it's going to be the thing that I'm
going to
do. Guys,
I was going to do something really special. But you know what? I said, screw it.
I was like, hey, well, I'm just going to say, if you see a random logo or sticker come in the mail from me addressed to Sam Claiborne with no return address.
Now, we can talk about milk this whole show, and I'm planning on continuing to talk about it because I have one more question.
Okay.
I'm amazed.
I'm still confused about where you get the pitcher.
The pitcher would just be like at a convenience store, like a random, place. So like
but
accessory,
don't you only need to buy? You need one
yeah,
for your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless
you
drink
one.
A lot of milk, then you get two.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little wasteful.
Point.
But
yeah.
Like
milk?
You're doing two. Yeah.
There you go. Unless you're my brother-in-law, which sent me his. Thank you, Woodley. And so, then you need to buy a new one.
So could you?
Wait, Woodley sent you his personal pitcher?
Yeah.
Because he didn't have time to go to
And my sister, Jenna, thank you. Yeah, I was like, hey, guys, really need this.
Do they listen to the show?
Oh, yeah, they've been listening off and on to the show.
Well, they shouldn't write in because nobody will read their emails right now.
Not anymore.
I think there's a market for, they should get one of these that's themed after, your favorite whatever. Like,
absolutely.
Make Stranger Things.
Yeah, like Canadian Superman?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Is there a Canadian Superman? There's a Canadian Avengers.
Wait, what?
No, there's not.
Wolverine's from Canada.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
There is a great Lakes Avengers.
Deadpool also.
There is a Canadian Avengers.
Deadpool's from Saskatchewan.
Oh.
City of Regina also.
Are you
sure
that's
like some
Canada?
Of the best Avengers?
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Superheroes.
Yeah.
Also, that's many of just the best people.
That's true.
I agree.
In my personal experience.
I agree.
CJ is delightful.
Oh, you're too kind.
So, everybody.
Oh, hang on.
I don't think there's a segue for this.
I don't think there
you
is
can
one.
Hit butt first.
But first. There we go.
I feel like Damon's really here.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So we have a couple of things to go over, some important news items. One is that if you want to find a Switch in the wild that has better battery life than your current Switch, you have an option right now. But Nintendo doesn't want you to know that. They're keeping it a secret.
It's pretty weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get it. Nintendo was a strange, strange company.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not like the PSVR did this, right, where the PSVR existed. Then they didn't release a new one, but it's just the same one that had the HDMI pass through.
Yeah.
And they changed their PlayStation models fairly regularly. And this is kind of like that, except the change is just a little bit more substantial. It's like a way better, bigger battery.
It's significant. Like when they had the Nintendo Lite announced, it's like, guys, look, we're improving the battery life a little bit, but it's improved. And then they say... Quietly. Oh, yeah, we also have a new Switch model, has better battery life anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and if it doesn't distinguish it anywhere, I mean, that's the thing we were talking about. How would you know if you just walk into a random place?
Well, it's funny you ask.
You're right, it is big.
It's funny you ask, CJ. What's big?
It's just like it was 2.5 to 6.0 hours of battery life before, and now it's...
Much better.
4.5 to 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big deal. Yep. That's like I'm going to get on a plane, and I really need this upgrade.
Yeah. We were actually just running a test with Carter, our intern, in the back, where he's playing... nice of him to do this, just sitting there playing Breath of the Wild for a little bit. And we have a top-down angle, got it all set up, and we just finished...
Playing it for 9 hours.
He's been playing it for a while. No, it didn't last 9 hours. So we put it on full brightness, like no auto-dimming and all the rest of that stuff, but he's been playing it straight so the game console doesn't go asleep. And I think it lasted about 2.5 to almost 2 hours and 40 minutes on the original one. Mm-hmm. So we're playing the new one. It's at almost 3 hours now, and it still has, I think, like 20 or 30% left. So... It is longer. We're trying to figure out exactly how much longer, but yeah.
How do we get the new one?
I can't remember whose it was, but...
Brian Altano, I think, went to the store and found it based on the clues that we have here. Would you like to hear what they are?
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
Well, if you're in the store, really what you need to know, if it's new, is that the The new model has a more red on the box.
Yeah, it's really like the box is super red.
Yeah.
So they're not really trying to hide, you know, new red box.
Yeah.
It just screams battery. But Justin, from what I understand, Seth Macy has come up with a rhyme to help remember this.
Yeah, that's what you printed it out, right?
Yeah,
it's in this.
And you have it handy, right?
Now he does.
He says, is the box mostly red? Play longer till it's dead. Is the box white and gray? You've got less time to play.
Nicely done. Dude,
nicely job.
Nicely job. There you go. Seth, as of you witnessed many of Seth's product videos over the years, a lot of his Christmas ones that he did last year I thought were great. Just the writing and everything is super clever.
So the new Switch is only trickling out. Like, again, it's not like it's available now. It's just kind of like Switches are getting shipped to retailers, they're just the new one now, not the old one. So it's really unclear and confusing. But then, you know, by a couple months, the old ones will be all gone. It'll only be new ones. But it's only gray for now.
And then I don't think when you're online retailers, it doesn't say anything. So you kind of need to see the box in person. So that's kind of frustrating.
But there is we don't need to rattle it off here, but you can go to IGN.com.
You found a link, right?
Yeah. Well, you can see the SKU is different. Like the model number is different.
And they do publicize that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and I was going to add, if you were going to eventually get these used, we do have, in this great article that Seth Macy wrote, you can just look up, Nintendo Switch differences. Seth Macy, but if you find that, like, you can actually see how to identify these going forward. There's like an H. It's stupid. I'm not.
I think
it's just a bunch of numbers and letters.
I think people know who we are by now, so I'm just going to get rid of those name bars.
Oops.
There we go. Oh man.
Just like burning it in there so people remember.
Did that really happen?
That was there, but it's okay.
That's fine.
I guess it's fine.
Is this a music transition time?
We're only 50% sure if this is recording at all.
Hopefully it's there.
Is this a musical joke?
Yeah. What now, Sam?
What fighter's level is that?
Do you remember?
No.
Yeah, well, anybody?
It's Guile.
Yeah, it's Guile.
There you go. It's Guile.
Okay. Also, this is incredibly loud in my ears.
It is also.
Oh, it sounds great in mine.
I dimmed it down a little bit. It came in strong,
but... Loud?
I want CJ to do it.
Don't press the button.
Okay. It's okay. We'll mute it up. But yes, Guile SNES music. All right.
Cool. Speaking of Guile, this has nothing to do with Guile.
I'm going to say, wait, what? We're talking
transition.
About Guile?
So there's an 80s video game called Bubble Bobble. Mm-hmm. And in the 80s, it was in the arcades, and then it had a pretty big life at the NES. And there's a new Bubble Bobble coming out. It's called Bubble Bobble 4 Friends. That's with a number 4, and it's a Switch exclusive.
Is it the fourth Bubble Bobble, or is it just four?
No,
friends?
It's like the 70th Bubble Bobble. and here's the weird thing, is that there's there's two Bubble Bobble 2s. So there's Bubble Bobble, then there's a Bubble Bobble Part 2, which is a very rare collectible NES game, goes for $500, $600.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Rainbow Islands, the story of Bubble Bobble 2.
Right, yeah. And they're not little dinosaurs. They're like little humans.
They're the humans they are before they became dinosaurs.
The little dinosaurs are also humans.
They're right.
Children turned into dinosaurs.
That's right.
It's very sad.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
That's a better life.
And
I'd rather be a dinosaur.
Yeah. Rainbow Islands, they actually shoot
have
rainbows.
That's probably fine. The trade-offs are there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I think it's been a while since there's been a Bubble Bobble, but I do remember working in the office when we did get a Bubble Bobble in that we gave a very low score to because you couldn't progress beyond a certain level because the game was that broken.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Who's making this one?
So it says Taito Corporation is making it.
Does Bless
that
you.
Make sense?
Yeah. Dude, that Nintendo seal of quality, when you think about what they did like prior to online updating and that stuff. I think we were talking about this with Battletoads as well. There's a Clinger Winger stage in Battletoads when you play it
two-player.
Yeah, in Battletoads, if you play two players on the Clinger Winger stage, they never program the second input of the game's functionality for the second player.
What words are you saying?
What are you talking about?
Clinger Winger?
Yeah, Clinger Winger. You've never seen that stage in Battletoads?
No.
Oh, man, I just got
this
really...
is when you politely nod and let them continue their story.
I thought Sam... for sure would know what I was talking
so
about.
The Clinger Winger stage and the
Clinger Winger stage was like this part in Battletoads where you have this cylinder and you have to jump on and move around with the level. And it was notoriously really hard.
Is this actually,
the
pizza you know what you're
cutters?
About.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Pizza cutters?
Pizza cutters, yes. You jump to the pizza cutters. Normally it's me making Sam crack up. Or
it's gonna be okay.
Normally it's Sam making me crack up.
Okay.
This is good. So the Clinger Winger stage, they didn't program the second player in, so you actually can't beat it with two players.
Wow.
So yeah, and this is
what score would you give it?
Oh, Battletoads is still an amazing game.
It's broken.
No, it's
issued broken things. A broken thing.
I still would have gave that game like probably a 9.
Wow.
I think our reviews editor really says if a game is broken, there has to be like a cutoff on how high the score is. Is that right?
Really?
That might have been back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that from Dan.
What was the reasoning for Bubble Bobble being broken again? What happened in it?
It was just like it was like a DS game, and like you'd get to like level 26, and then it was impassable, which is. I mean, it was printed on a cartridge, so it's like, what are you going to do with that?
Exactly. The thing, CJ, that you're getting at is like, now if a game's broken, it'll be patched. But like back then, it was just on the cart. There's nothing you could do.
Yeah.
I played Bubble Bobble for the first time when we did Fast Travel. So I went to Portland with Brian Altano.
Oh, nice.
To go to arcades and stuff. He's like, have you played Bubble Bobble? I said, no. Then I got to play it, and I fell in love. And I was actually pretty excited they announced this because I really liked it. And last time I went to an arcade, I was like, I got to play this game again.
It's good.
That so, and Joust.
And the, it's a great one. Yeah, and Joust is fun, too. Both of these games have something in common. You can play with another person at once.
Yeah.
And that was a really big deal in the NES because there's very few games that have that. So that's why Contra is remembered so fondly, Rescue Rangers. Like games that like aren't maybe amazing. I think Contra's amazing. But the games you could play at the same time, you wouldn't have to trade the controller off. That was like a big deal. And so Bubble Bobble had that. This one, because it's called Bubble Bobble 4 Friends, the number 4, that implies that the big twist here, you can play 4-player co-op.
Twist.
I don't know if there's going to be 4 dinosaurs. I'm trying to look at these pictures and see.
There must be.
Yeah. You play with 4.
I think the other things are not dragons or dinosaurs. Oh, no, they are. There's a red one and a yellow one. Scoop.
There it is.
A real Scoop gym.
New kids got turned into dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what the story's going to be like. It's been a long time since we've checked in with these dragon boys.
Yeah, and again, you had to beat it with 2 players at the same time in order to get the happy ending as far as, you know.
Yeah.
Aww.
It was a sad ending.
The thing you need to know about really Bubble Bobble lore. Yeah. No.
I thought you were going to school us here, Justin.
Well, it takes place in the Cave of Monsters.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's true.
What CJ's saying is actually a really interesting thing. So if you played, I presume the arcade is like this, but I know the NES game is. If you play through the whole game by yourself, it's 100 levels.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And there's 20 more. Or something like that. And then you can play through them all again. So it's like 200 some levels. You can do all that and it doesn't matter because you'll get a bad ending.
Yeah.
You have to play through with a friend. And to play through with a friend, there's one level where one person gets a key and the other person gets to a door. Mm-hmm. It's a little like co-op maneuver you do. And then you get the good ending. And the good ending explains why friendship is great. Kind of like all those characters.
But it's insane. Like you would beat that game solo and then just be host.
Yeah.
But then if you had a friend, it was like, congratulations.
Yeah, do it again.
You are happy end.
500 levels. Will this work?
I don't know. Can I do this?
So the thing about the Bubble Bobble theme song that he's about to play, that's just the beginning of the game.
This is the boss.
Oh, yeah, the boss theme. The actual theme song from this game plays for all 200 of those levels.
Yes, it's the same.
You got to turn that off.
Yeah, okay, sorry. It's like Punch-Out. We were talking about the Punch-Out theme, though, for NES. It's like, it's the same theme for every guy, and yet I absolutely love that song.
That's quite like NES games were like 20 seconds of music that you would listen to for
forever.
Years.
Exactly, and burnt into your brain for life.
This episode of Game Scoop is brought to you by NordVPN. As Scoop Nation knows, your Omega Cops have been a little obsessed with a movie called Weekend at Bernie's lately. But as happens too often these days, it is difficult to find it streaming here in the US. That's where NordVPN comes in. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a more enlightened region where they appreciate the comic delights of Weekend at Bernie's. And it's not just for streaming movies and shows. Switching your virtual location can allow you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, and subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price. And you can do all this worry-free as NordVPN threat protection features protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites. Best of all, NordVPN costs the price of a cup of coffee a month, and one account can be used on up to 6 devices. To get the best discount on your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/gamescoop. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/gamescoop. 1 in 5 Americans has learned a new language on their bucket list, or life backlog, if you will. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Upgrade your personal skill set in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I have a trip to Mexico coming up, so I've been using Babbel to brush up on my Spanish. The courses are short and sweet, so I can do one whenever I have a few minutes to spare. And the words and phrases it teaches you are designed for practical, real-world use, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions. Babbel can even provide you feedback on your pronunciation with its speech recognition tech. And it's not just for Spanish. Babbel includes 14 different language courses, each backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for Scoop Nation. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, only for our listeners, at babbel.com/gamescoop. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/gamescoop, spelled BABBEL.com/gamescoop. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are we ready to move on to the game portion of GameScoop?
I think we're close.
We've done the scoops.
I mean, here, should we play another musical transition?
Sure.
Let's do it.
I hope it's Giles' name again.
There you go. Name that song.
Well, it's from Mega Man.
It is. You remember the song, Justin. Do you know it's from?
It's Mega Man 2.
Yep. Wily's theme.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. As you get to Wily's Castle.
I can confirm this. I maybe was watching videos about video game theme music from old games I didn't know. And this is one of them.
So good. This song's got a lot of remakes and people playing covers, too. It's awesome.
I'm not really a Mega Man guy, but the music. Oh.
So good. Yeah, really good.
So do we want to do Fake Scoop first or Musical Joust?
We don't know what Fake Scoop is.
You let us know.
Let's do Fake Scoop.
Fake Scoop, okay.
And then you should prepare for Musical Joust while we play Fake Scoop.
I'm good to go. All right. Queued up. Thank you to producer Ronnie, who helped me out in advance.
Yay.
Yep.
Aw. Fake Scoop is a game where you have to identify the fake game out of the games that I'm about to read off.
Oh, boy.
All right, so one of these games is real.
Games.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys can play as a team. I'm not going to challenge you for points or anything like that, but if you get the right answers, then you get to avoid a drink of milk.
Nobody will be drinking this milk, for the record.
All right, so let's start off. We're going to start off stupid, and we're going to keep it real stupid.
We're going to start
perfect
and stupid, and it's going to be stupid in the middle and also at the end.
One of these is a real game. Rex Nebula and the Cosmic Caper, Dash Galaxy and the Alien Asylum, or Biff Andromeda and the Barf Planet.
So only one is real?
Only one is real.
It's either A or B. It's the first two.
Yeah.
Don't be so sure. The PC had some weird games on it.
What was the was the second one?
You want to just hear the Barf Planet one again?
No.
That's the third one.
We're actually
Rex Nebula and the Cosmic Caper, Dash Galaxy and the Alien Asylum, or Biff Andromeda and the Barf Planet.
I think Dash Galaxy.
Same, yeah.
You would be right.
Boom.
But there's a twist here. Rex Nebula and the Cosmic Gender Bender is a real game.
Oh,
so wow.
You guys know that one, and so you knew that it wasn't Rex Nebula and the Cosmic
Absolutely. Right. I know every game that has ever existed.
Absolutely.
Is it a point-and-click adventure game?
Dash Galaxy in Alien Asylum is an action game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, according to Wikipedia.
Wow.
I think it's like a top-down thing where you're a little character and you kind of move around a little bit in it. Hmm.
Don't you own it?
I do, but I would never play it. It was released in 1990.
Collecting dust.
Exclusively in North America. It just wouldn't work in Europe.
Well, all the best games. All the best NES games didn't come out in Japan.
All right. One of these is a real game.
Okay.
Trouble Trouble, Libble Rabble, or Double Dribble 2, The Fadeaway.
I don't think they made Double Dribble 2 the
Fadeaway. No, they did not.
I think Sam's swerving us.
I think he is too. So that one's for sure out. Say the others two again.
Trouble Trouble.
Yeah.
Libble Rabble, or Double Dribble 2, The Fadeaway.
I like the first one.
I think the second one.
I think the second one, too, because I feel like it has maybe like a McDonald's connotation to it or something like that.
I'm sticking with my answer.
You're saying first? Okay, I'm going to go second. Second is
just
a real
got
game.
This one. Libble Rabble is a real game. It's actually an arcade game that came out in 1983, but it was made by Toru Iwatani, who designed Pac-Man.
Wow.
It was around on other stuff, too, and I always heard about this game because they talked about it on Friends of the Show, Retronauts.
Was it like Pac-Man, or what was the game like, do you know?
No, it's not Pac-Man-like. It's, according to Wikipedia, it's a curious but challenging game. That's a weird language for Wikipedia. A citation needed. Where the player tries to harvest little mushlins, while avoiding various enemies.
That
and it was the first game.
Anything.
The rest of this is boring.
You harvest mushrooms.
Yeah.
I think that was written by Jared Petty.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Curious but challenging game.
I have a strategy when it comes to these kinds of games. So I usually don't know the answer.
Right.
I lied early. I don't actually know every game in existence. Sorry. I have to own up to that. But so we picked the second option, the first one. So I was like, there's no way it's the second one.
Oh, yeah. You were going by. Yeah.
I did not think that hard through this. It could be very much the case that every real answer is the first one because I made jokes for the second.
Miranda's playing the metagame.
Yeah, no, I'm like ready.
All right. One of these is the Japanese name for a game, which had an English name in Japan, but had a different name here.
Okay.
An English name in Japan?
Yeah.
But then when they released it in America, they changed the Japanese English name?
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Hamburger Land, Dragon Bubble, not Liberal Rabble, Dragon Bubble, or Exciting Basket.
It's Dragon Bubble because isn't that Bubble Bobble? I may have made that up or dreamed that.
You sounded very confident. I did. So I'm gonna go.
What do we got? Hamburger Land, Dragon Bubble, or Exciting Basket?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I like Exciting Basket.
That's right.
Miranda gets it. Oh. Double Dribble, known in Japan as Exciting Basket.
No way.
Exciting Basketuo.
That sounds like a translation thing that you would do.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Uh-huh. I love it.
There you go. Nice gun, Miranda.
I'd play that game.
Does Bubble Bobble have a different name in Japan? Or is it just about...
There's no way to know.
Yeah, there's no one knows.
Internet doesn't exist. Yeah.
All right. One of these... Okay, Square Enix is famous for having just the craziest names for games, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
One of these is a real Square Enix game.
Okay.
All right? The King of Automobile Companies. Junk Metal. Egg Monster Hero.
I think it's Egg Monster
I think Egg Hero. Monster That's Hero about, as well.
Yeah. I agree. Egg Monster Hero.
All three of these... Our Square Enix titles.
Oh my gosh, wow.
The King of Automobile Companies.
What?
Came out October 1st. Congratulations on getting it, everybody. Came out October 1st, 2003 in web browser. I don't know what Square had to do with it. Junk Metal came out April 12th, 2004 on Windows. Whatever. And then Egg Monster Hero.
Who could forget?
It was a Nintendo DS game from 2005.
I've written that down, and I am going to look it up after.
Yeah,
which one? King of Automobile Companies?
Yes.
Yeah, the word egg, monster, and hero just naturally make sense. those words are in every...
Joy.
Yeah, exactly. Those are in like most of the games.
All right. One of these is a real Nintendo game. I thought I'd go easy on you guys, because everybody knows every Nintendo game, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Space Firebird.
Great.
Space Age. Train for space in minutes a day. Space Pikachu.
Definitely that first one.
Yeah, because Miranda would know if it was Space Pikachu or not.
It's not gonna be that
so,
one.
So yeah.
What was the second one?
That's
Space Age. Train for space in minutes a day.
Sam's making a brain age joke.
I know. Right. I love it. So I'm to say it again. I go with A.
Yeah. First one. A.
You would be right. However, Nintendo also published that same year Space Fever, Space Launcher, Space Demon, along with Space Firebird.
Wow.
There you go.
Space Demon came a year later. There was a lot of space arcade games before they hit that sweet spot with Donkey Kong.
And platformers.
That would be all the games we have for this, all the fakes we have, but I've made a bonus round.
Ooh.
All right.
All right. So 90s kids will remember this one.
That's me, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. This is a different 90s, I suppose, then. I'll do my best.
Alternate timeline 90s.
One of these is a real licensed game that actually came out in the early 90s. ALF. Beverly Hills 90210 or New Kids on the Block?
Good question.
Ooh. Dude, ALF was big, but I don't remember.
I feel like we would know about it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I don't remember ALF, and the rest of them seem too crazy.
Are you aware of New Kids on the Block in 90210?
I know what they are, yes.
Okay.
I
have not seen them.
You know
Hangin' Tough, the song by New Kids on the Block?
Oh.
I was surprised that happened, too. Yeah.
I didn't want to sing, but it's too catchy.
The right stuff?
Yeah.
It has some O's in it, too.
What's in the middle? The white stuff. Sorry, that's a weird Al version. Yeah, I just all of a sudden deviated there. Sorry.
I'm going to go with the second one as much as I am. 90210.
90210.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
ALF is an action-adventure game developed by NEC and released on the Sega Master System in 1989, according to Wikipedia. It shouldn't have gotten a game. We all agree. But if you would have guessed New Kids on the Block, you would have been half right. Because New Kids on the Block has had a game. It did not come out, though.
Okay.
What?
A box for the game.
Whoa.
For the NES was sold a few years ago for $600 on eBay.
I like
it. Wow. Prototype. Dude, there was so many different like IPs. I mean, we talked about Yonoid before. There's these crazy like Chester Cheetah. There was crazy things that Nintendo made into video games. So that actually doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I played a lot of like Rugrats games.
Yeah,
Wild Thornberries and a bunch of other licensed
Nickelodeon
stuff.
Had like a big Super NES and Genesis run, right? Yeah. No, you're talking about probably even later.
I was playing on Game Boy Color stuff.
Yeah, okay. That makes total sense.
So many of those.
Cool Spot.
Yeah, Cool Spot. Exactly. The 7-Up game.
California Raisins.
California Raisins. Yeah.
Which never came out, but is really cool.
Yeah, so many.
Okay. All right. Transition?
I don't know if we have any more music because we got to go to the music theme
That's
game.
That's a good point.
So okay. I don't want to.
So this game is called Musical Joust.
Yep.
So and here's how it's going to work. We are going to pair off two jousters. Their spears and ostriches are songs. This is a joust reference.
I got that. Joust. I play that one.
Yeah, no, I know you got it. I'm just playing it too. In Musical Joust, we're going to pair two people against each other, and they're going to play five songs to the other person. They're going to try to identify those songs, and then the other two people will play. So I think we're going to put up, do you want to do us first or Justin and Miranda?
Well, so let's do Justin and Miranda so I can actually get a chance to get hands-on a little bit here with the device. And
So we're going to flip a coin.
Ostriches can't fly, though.
You don't have a coin?
I don't have any coins.
Dawned on me.
If they could, they'd be super dangerous.
So guess you're even, I'm odd.
Well, I was still thinking about the ostriches.
Are you using a coin?
It's odd. I'm using the time. So it's 3:49, which is the nine is odd.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that's really good. Nice. Okay, so what should we do, Sam?
I don't understand what just happened.
That's okay, Justin. You're going second.
Who's going first?
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to do it where we go back and forth, or do you want it to go Miranda,
we should all
five in a row?
One person does five in a row.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't care. You want to do joust?
Doesn't matter.
I also do not care.
We haven't set the rules. That's what I'm saying.
Let's do five in a row because I think the people made themes for it.
That's fair.
By the people, I mean me.
Oh, wow. I did not go that far. I just would. I think you'll know these ones.
That's why I asked you, Sam. I knew you might have an agenda.
My hope was that you would just get the game title. That's kind of what I was going for. It's like, if you get the individual song name.
No. Game
that
title.
Is above and beyond.
Yeah.
So that's a good
game title. Okay.
And I'll be keeping score. There's no score.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Do my best.
Score's made up. Points don't matter. All right. Justin, are you ready?
Am I guessing or is Miranda? I'm guessing.
You're guessing. Okay. Yeah. All right. Play the tune right away here. Here we go. Whoa. Ooh.
Not
Justin.
And if Justin defers, should we guess?
I think you're welcome to.
Ooh. I don't have it.
Hang on. I don't think I have it either.
What era do you think it sounds like?
This is like probably like Super Nintendo Genesis era, I think.
I think it's
Super Nintendo. Sound like
I think
that.
It's a Genesis.
It's a Genesis sounding game though, for sure. Or arcade,
really?
Potentially. Yeah.
I think it's past the CD era.
The music that kicked in now is, I don't know. I don't have it.
All right.
Do you guys know me? Do you guys think I would play
Undertale?
A game like that? It's a Ghost Trick. Which was an excellent mobile game that was also on Nintendo DS.
Yeah, I played it on the DS.
I figured you probably played it because
like mobile editor
and also
it came to mobile years later. Yeah. Ghost Trick's great, made by Capcom.
Great, really
cool. And it was on GBA.
DS. So it came on DS first and eventually made it to mobile.
Okay.
It was a big deal when it came on mobile.
You are dead and you're solving a series of puzzles by like manipulating the environment to like get characters. Like you need to like do something to scare a dog.
I mean, I gathered that from the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's excellent.
It's a great track, though. That's awesome, too.
Next one.
All right. Number two. Justin, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's catchy. All right, here we go.
Is this Persona? No? I don't know. I don't have this one either, then.
Okay, this is also hard. These were my hard ones.
Okay. We started with the hard ones.
This is The World Ends With You.
Oh.
Which
I played that too.
They used vocal tracks in
words. Yeah.
It's like a cartridge.
It was excellent.
That's
yeah,
so
also
cool.
A game that came to mobile devices. I mean, eventually.
Is this real pop music they licensed for the game?
I don't think so. I think it's original.
It's original. Whoa. Yeah, they do a lot of original
music.
Nice.
Square Enix, makers of World Auto something.
So the World Ends With You is great, but it came out on the DS, and the whole conceit of the game was that it used the top two screens where you're controlling stuff on the bottom screen to like change shit that's happening on the top screen. Mm. But then they ported it to other platforms that only had one screen, and like it's still really excellent and stylish and good to play, but it's like
it lost like a lot of its charm from that. Like that was such a big cool thing, and it got really complex and actually pretty difficult. So
mm-hmm. Yeah,
one of the things I loved about it.
Justin, 0-2.
Yeah,
ooh, that's fine. Miranda's were the hard ones, and I was just like, I don't know how I want to go with these, but I figured they'd be fun conversation topics.
Yeah. The important thing
I'm so surprised to hear how good the music is from a DS game. Like, I know it's DS, but that takes up a lot of space.
Yeah.
All that matters is that we're having fun.
Yeah, Miranda wanted to win.
I also
Miranda
just wanted to hear this music.
Wanted to win.
No! I mean, I don't... You guys think I'm going to guess my things? Probably not.
Well, all right.
I hope
it's five Undertale songs.
I mean, that'd be great.
All right, track number three. Here we go. Justin, are you ready?
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the Happy Mask Salesman song from Zelda.
Yeah.
It's an Ocarina and Majora's Mask. No?
I don't know. I'm not going to call Justin out.
That's fine.
It's close.
It is Zelda.
Did I get it wrong? Is it not the Masked Salesman one?
It's in the windmill.
It's Song of Storms.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite.
So the guy in the windmill is a guy with a crank like this.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
He's also a very creepy man.
It's an Ocarina of Time. It's not a Majora's Mask, though.
It is a Majora's Mask. It's in a weird place.
Is it?
Oh.
Yeah, and I can't think of it.
Oh, yeah.
They reused everything in that game.
So I was actually going through these songs because I know the first half super well, like all the music by heart. And then it was weird for me going back and like listening to the second half song. It's like I vaguely know where this song is.
I think I'm gonna
go. Really? The second half was weird. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I didn't play that as much as when I was a kid.
Yeah, and there's like ethereal dungeon things in it. And stuff like that. That's a good.
Really
point.
Good.
I'm gonna give myself a point for that because I got the.
Yeah, that's,
no, you absolutely get the point.
And what my brain did now that you explained it is I transpose that like the mask salesman is creepy, weird, creepy guy with the creepy hand crank music. Guy.
They both have like big things with them.
Yeah,
and like have these very weird faces that are kind of concerning.
Yeah,
there's other creepy Zelda characters like the guy that like just. Dude. Dies in the forest.
They're like half. Like
yeah, it's like, who is he? This is the Lost Woods.
One of the construction workers?
Yeah. Nicely done. Nicely job.
Thanks.
Yay!
1 out of 3. Not too bad. All right, number 4. Here we go.
Okay. Oh. Well, it's Stardew Valley, right?
Yeah!
Oh, I was going to say Animal Crossing.
Nice. Yeah, I don't play it. Oh, I know everybody loves Stardew Valley. I know. It's like, I haven't played it. I actually want to play that game because of the amount of like love everybody has.
It's a good summer going into fall game where you're moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it'll like the seasons change and stuff.
It's the interesting thing about Animal Crossing music is every hour has a different song. So there's 24 tracks in the game. And so I played that game for 100 hours, but I probably never heard in my life like the 1 p.m. music.
The weird jazz at 2 p.m.
Did you guys know that you can get a browser?
Yeah.
Attachment. Yeah. To play music.
During the day?
Yeah.
I love the rain music in GameCube a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah. Nicely done.
This is the final one.
Nicely job. All right. Yep. Last one. Justin, 2 for 2. You end up in the positive. You can get this one.
Great.
Here we go. I know this one.
I know it, but I don't know it. Oh, is it Everybody's Golf?
No.
What is it?
This one was also like a curveball.
Wait, this is...
I definitely know it.
This is a show tune, too.
You know it.
I'm going to be mad when I don't.
It's fine. It's like one of those that's like, this would be kind of a jerk move because everyone knows it. They're probably like, wait, I know this, but where do I know it from? You know it from your grandma's house.
Is it your aunt's house?
Wii Sports.
It's Wii Sports.
That's so
good. Best selling console of all time. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah. At the moment it loads up, I was like, there it is.
If it was the Wii Shop music.
I thought about it, that's on the game.
It's like the Hotline Bling remix. That's all I can hear. Right?
You doing the golf swing didn't give it away.
It didn't? Okay. I mean, there's no other.
Weird.
Like, it was the like a Wii
ball.
Gesture. Yeah, exactly.
Curveball.
Two out of five.
It's pretty good.
All right, Jousters. We're going
to... Yeah, 3 to 5.
It counts.
Yeah.
We didn't say what it was.
You got the wrong game.
No, but like it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it.
I
appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nice job. 3 out of 5.
Wait,
that was good.
Is my bonus one on there?
Your bonus one's on there. So should we save this or should we maybe use it as a musical cue?
We should save it.
Save it?
We use it as a musical cue. I mostly just wanted to hear it on the show.
Okay, absolutely. I did the same thing with my musical cues. So we'll go to the next one. All right. So Miranda, incoming. Justin's got some zingers for you here. I don't know that. I'm just trying to intimidate you.
I'm very intimidated.
All right.
I hate being wrong.
I did the same as you. A couple are a little easier and a couple are harder, so we'll see.
Okay.
Round one.
Here we go.
Over. Round two.
Miranda, you ready?
So, CJ.
Hold on.
Scrub to like 50 seconds.
50 seconds? All right.
Give or take, like.
Oh, how do I scrub this?
Click in the middle.
Yeah.
Keep going. There.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when everybody does.
I'm not sure Miranda played this.
It sounds so familiar.
Picture yourself. Here's what you got to picture yourself. Running away from enemies that are 45 levels above you and just sprinting as fast as you can.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah. Okay, wait. What is it?
It is The Witcher 3.
Oh, that's why it's familiar. I actually did not play this game. Mm. but you, I know this.
You overheard John Ryan playing it for 2 years.
Yeah, it's like I've heard this music. I was like, I know this, but
yeah. Once that chanting kicks in, I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. So, fun fact: I hate the protagonist. That's why I haven't played The Witcher 3.
But Siri's awesome.
Not Siri. Geralt. He's so boring. Like, I can appreciate, like, I've seen
what about
it.
All the
I've
scars?
Kind of like looked into it, but this is not for me. And we have so many people who love it anyway. So it's like, I'm not going to pressure myself to play a 100-hour game.
Okay. I was playing other games at the time. I dabbled into it when it first came out, but now that it's on Switch, I'm excited to actually give it a shot remotely.
Switch, though.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, the problem is the mobile aspect of playing on the go is just, that's where I'll probably play that kind of game.
I think you're sacrificing something pretty big there, though.
I know, but. Gotta give it a shot if I get a chance.
All right, two.
All right, two. Miranda, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, off the rails. You know it's time to raise our sails. It's freedom like you never knew.
This is Super Mario Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I love this song so much when I was doing the guide, because I love it.
And it was playing at E3 one year next to our booth.
Yes, it was.
I forgot about that until just now. Now it's all rushing back.
Right. So good. That was a good track.
One of the best musical moments in video games.
So
a decade. What a cool sequence.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Nicely job. One out of two.
Doesn't
here we go.
It doesn't hear right.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's not. Yet. Where's Damon? We miss you, Damon.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Got it.
This is the only old school one I did.
Is this Dig Dug?
It's a good guess.
No.
Dig Dug's music only plays while you walk. He goes, dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. Wait, no, this one. I know this one. Wait, is this a.
We sing this in the office a lot.
Yeah, I do.
This is good.
Is this a Sonic song? This is a Sonic.
Got it.
Yeah. There you go. Which one? Which one?
It's just the Sonic.
The one that everyone knows. Because I know it.
It is the first Sonic.
Sonic 1.
Yay!
Yeah. Nicely done.
You did it.
Little beeping at the front, I was like, oh, maybe Dig Dug. No.
Yeah.
Everything else is new school. I did one old school.
Yeah. Okay. Sonic's so good. My favorite music, I think, is from Sonic 2, the Chemical Zone music. Yeah. Really good track.
I only ever played the old Sonics at dentist's office. That's my
That's favorite. That's so awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes dentists had arcade machines. Yeah, none of mine.
Mine did.
Really? You remember what they had? Centipede?
No, they had, I don't know what they had.
So cool.
They always had Sonic. I have no idea why.
That's rad.
That's pretty neat. All right, nicely done. Two out of three. Here we go. Number four.
This is Overwatch.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Moving on.
What is it? What part in Overwatch?
This is just the play of the game.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
And
okay.
The theme. That's where you see the play of the game, and it's some character staring at the wall, and then you're like, why was that play of the game?
Just is.
And sometimes you can hear, like, it's me.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Last one. You are, what's Miranda?
She's doing great.
I've missed
three?
Three, one. I think. Only missed
okay,
one.
Yeah. So yeah. 3, 4. All right. Here we go. Number five.
Aw, thanks. This is Undertale. It's Hopes and Dreams. I can tell you the song.
We said no Undertale.
No, I just love to play.
She knows the track. Did you hear that?
No, what is it?
It's just Hopes and Dreams.
Oh, okay, nice.
The Undertale soundtrack is amazing.
There's so many incredible remixes, too. Like, there's a collection of, like, three different albums of remixes, and they're also, like, wonderfully transformative. They're not, like, the ones that you kind of stumble across. They're like, well, this is fine. Like, they're like, jazz remixes and, like, pop remixes, and they're just so beautiful. So if you haven't played Undertale, you should give that a play. Awesome. Or just listen to it. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Thanks, Justin.
Nicely done.
You did great.
You were so much nicer to me than I was to you.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Look at Sam.
I would save ours for next week because I think this is going a little long, but we can't.
No.
CJ's not going to be
I'm
here.
Out. So, aww. Yeah, that's good. No, we got about another 10, 15.
We can blast.
Yeah, we'll go through. So, Sam, we're going to flip odds or even numbers. Miranda, you got
Evens.
The phone there? Even? All right. Can you do the number game again? I'm odd.
It's 402.
Whoa. 402. Sam. You can decide. Am I going to go first or are you going to go first?
You're going to guess last.
I'm going to guess last. Okay, so I got tracks for Sam. All right, Sam, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
See, I'm already in better shape.
I have no idea what this is.
I'm going to play air guitar for you, Sam.
I know this.
So good.
Oh, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ah, there you go. Do you know which track this is?
I was
going
with Battletoads. I was like, no, there's amphibians. I don't know.
It sounds very Konami. This is Ultra, obviously, prior to that conversion.
I think this is just walking around at the surface.
No, so this is the main theme song when you first load the cartridge. Yeah, and you're getting introduced to all the turtles in the cutscene. So.
Yeah.
This is such a great song.
This is Turtle 1. This is Turtle 2.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is Purple Turtle.
Well,
this is Red Turtle.
And even on the actually on the cover of the game, they were all wearing red masks, even though at the time they were Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo,
so
Raphael.
They're gigantic human-sized mutant turtles. Why are they even wearing the masks?
I don't know.
What are you hiding? Accomplishing with that?
Identify them.
Nice.
I just want to feel...
That's true. So cute. I don't know this one.
Damon, this one's for you.
So, I don't know what this is, but it sounds like a Super Nintendo Capcom game.
All right.
Is it Mega Man X?
No. One last guess.
Sunset Riders.
No. Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, just Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, the original NES
one. No, the instrumentation sounds... Well,
yeah, no.
It's not the Super Nintendo version of it?
Yeah. I think it's... I messaged Ronnie, but I think it's a track called Unbreakable Determination.
I know a lot of Ninja Gaiden, but nothing beyond level 2 because it's too hard.
It's super hard. I mean, I actually really like this game a lot. Damon wears a shirt all the time, so he's got his...
great cutscenes.
Ninja Gaiden shirt. Yeah, really good cutscenes. All right, next one.
CJ has like 8.
Whoa.
Yeah, what a horrible night for a curse. Castlevania 2.
Exactly. So I picked a lot of tracks that have a lot of nostalgia, but yeah. This game, we had this conversation on GameScoop before. Not a great game, but this song is so good.
The music's
so good.
This song is awesome. I the last couple of months after you gave me the game like for Switch, I probably had this song on loop just as I was walking
I like Castlevania games because they tried to do like a horror sound, but it's like such an amalgamation of like heavy metal and... like Baroque classical music, and it's just so weird.
So good, though.
This stuff is such a part of like my culture. Like, I can't even explain how like it shaped my youth.
I know.
Like, these were the games I didn't know how to pick for you. So I was like, we're going to go with DS games.
That's smart. No, I think we needed to do a round like that so we could do a round like this.
Yeah, now you guys are just like on fire. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that does sound like a castle. I actually didn't think Castlevania because like the intro is like very.
I always go back and forth between like, do I only like these songs because of nostalgia or do these songs slap? And like, no, they're all awesome.
No, that's great. Awesome. That's a great song.
They're amazing. And
I like how there's bass.
Yeah, it's so good. Well, so Castlevania 1, 2, and 3 all have amazing tracks. Like the whole soundtrack and all those games are really good. So, all right, nicely done, Sam. So you're are you 3 for 3? No, you missed the second game. Missed the second game. All right,
yeah,
here we go.
Oh, you're climbing. It's Zelda. It's the mountain theme. It's Link to the Past.
Yeah. Dark World.
Yeah, Dark World.
Yeah.
Dark
there
you go. Picture. It's so weird.
Whenever Sam...
That came out of nowhere.
A little pink rabbit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have the mirror.
Weirdo trees.
Yeah. Whenever somebody is new to IGN, Sam's first question is what?
What's your favorite game of all time?
Link to the Past. Absolutely my favorite game of all time. And I think some of it has to do with the music, but just the writing and the storytelling and everything else like that. I think probably the first 5 minutes of that game where you wander out, spoilers, you wander out and you find, you know, what's happening, and then your grandfather's died, and you get the sword, you're like, oh my gosh, it's so
your
cool.
Uncle.
Uncle.
Favorite game.
Okay, we're going to edit this out and pause.
In the official
Super
Nintendo.
There's a reason CJ's looking.
In the Super Nintendo strategy guide, there's a picture of your dead uncle. Like, are they like illustrated out?
Yeah.
How did you guys do this?
Like, but yeah, everything about that game, besides the fact that when your grandfather dies, it's my favorite game.
Yeah.
That hurt me.
What's your final
one? That hurt me. Aww. Sam, now you need to get this because, well, I think it's another 8-bit, another 16-bit game that you should just. We had this conversation about the.
The beginning of Star Fox.
Good luck.
And so this is?
Yeah. It's this weird ambient stuff where it's not really English.
Yeah.
I was going to pick this song from this level for you.
Is this Anna's music?
Yeah.
Dun-dun.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Once it starts rolling, it's so good.
Sounds like F-Zero.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same composer.
Yeah, it's really good. I love this song. So good.
They tried to make these games sound so futuristic by not
making. You ever heard this track before, Miranda, or no? It's level 1.
Does that sound weird?
Yeah.
It's like underwater.
Quite funky. Because
that was difficult to do at the time.
Yeah.
All right, CJ, you're up.
All right, we got it.
So good. All right, Sam, let's do it.
Okay.
It's weird because you're at the computer, but
you're still driving.
I know. So first week that I came to IGN, I told Sam I was going to beat this game for him. I didn't. Little Nemo Dream Master.
Yeah, deep cut.
Level one. Level
I keep forgetting that Little Nemo had a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an anime, right?
Yeah, like I loved the movie as a kid.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, I watched
always looked
it
for
all
it because I knew this game and I never
it's
could
on,
find it.
It's on Crunchyroll.
Whoa, that's
you can actually
so
watch
cool.
it. Yeah.
And he like goes to different worlds in his bed?
Yeah.
No, well, dreams. Kind of. Yeah, he goes to Dreamland.
Yeah, but then he also can turn into a bunch of characters, and you have to get like certain animals in order to pass certain parts of the level. It's really hard, like many Nintendo games are, but oh, so good.
It's a Capcom game, though, so the music is on point.
Yeah, absolutely. Someday I'll beat it, Sam. Someday.
I don't think it's beatable.
Oh, stop that.
You get on those Klinger wingers.
It's beatable. Battletoad's also beatable. All right, track number two.
I think this one's real loud, just as is.
Yes. I think I do know. Is it Double Dragon?
No.
Oh, hang on.
It sounds Castlevania-y, you know?
It does. Same no, way. No, it's not. Dun, I actually know this track, but I just can't remember.
It's DuckTales Transylvania.
Oh, you're right.
Transylvania.
Yeah, it is.
That's me.
Yeah. The moon level
I just like
DuckTales.
How they made it kind of Castlevania-y.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of funky, too. This part's great.
Yeah.
So funny, good. Man.
DuckTales, the same thing. The moon level is the one that's pretty popular that everybody remembers. But,
that was in that video I watched.
Yeah.
That was that's the worst song in the game.
Yeah, so good.
This one's pretty good.
That hurt me. I should have
got
that
too. I like the Himalaya song.
Himalaya song, also good. Oh, I got to hit stop. All right, number three.
Ooh.
Oh.
I don't know what this is, but
yeah.
I like it.
Cute?
Yeah, it's good.
It's F-Zero. This is F-Zero. I think for SNES, right, when you're picking the stage, I think in between, or it's one of the stages.
It's not Mute City, but one of the...
It's one of the chill first levels. It's the shape of a zapper, and I think it's called...
So good.
It's called Lonely or Lonesome. It's like the desert level.
Yeah.
That's good.
I used to play F-Zero all the time. Another game that just music just so ingrained in my DNA.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Good work.
It's really good, man. Slettle fade. All right.
Good work.
All right. Here we go. Oh, of course. I got this
one. You already know it?
Oh, yeah. Sonic 2, man.
Wow.
100%.
This is a late level.
Yeah, this is about, like, level 4.
Is it Sonic?
My favorite song in the game.
It's so good. Yeah.
Man, I didn't know you knew Sonic 2 that well until you already called out your favorite Sonic 2 song earlier.
That's right. Chemical Zone stage.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I love Sonic 2. This is actually, I think, the one where you're going with all those little blows when they blow you. Yeah, they.
Great level.
Yeah, you have to go between them, and then it's like you run up to them, and you have to fly around. It's like a weird stage, but really
awesome
fun
level.
Game. I love
good
Sonic
outdoors,
2.
Pretty level.
I was not a Genesis guy growing up. I didn't own one, but I played a lot of my friends, and yeah, I love Sonic 2.
Nice.
Really great game. Nice, man. Oh, flashback, memory lane. All right, here we go. Number 5.
It's for the game. You get the highest score.
This is Destiny, Sam. I can tell by just hearing the ship sound. Nicely done.
Are we allowed to play this?
I mean, I think so.
It's a good send-off.
Yeah.
What song is it?
I don't know if I can remember, actually.
Is this the first?
Oh my gosh!
Maybe we're not allowed to play this. So stop! Good. The show's gonna get kicked off YouTube.
You can stop it now.
Okay.
Stop it.
The first Destiny?
So yes.
Okay,
so
I didn't play.
Stop
the first.
It!
Stop it!
Yes.
Stop the song.
No, you're good. You're good. It's okay.
We're talking over
there's
it. Right?
There's basically like this song that people mostly thought that was like a meme. People did not realize that was real for a little while. And it was this thing.
The
with
ghost of Sir Paul McCartney appears and sings to you at the end of Destiny.
Yes, and a lot of people I think were just unsure where it came from because it was a music video where he's out and about in the Destiny world. There's a bunch of characters around, and it was something. It was pretty weird? Cool though. Yeah, let's see. Have you ever heard that before or no?
No.
How much did that cost?
Who knows?
It's gonna be one of those things that in 10 years, like, younger gamers are not gonna believe exists, but they're also not gonna know who Paul McCartney
is.
So well, they're gonna know him just for that.
Oh man.
Did you know he was in a band 60 years before that?
What band was it you speak of? Oh, that was awesome, man. Lots of good tracks.
Yeah, that's all the tunes we have.
Yeah, it is. But so Miranda had the bonus stage. This will be the transition music into 20 questions.
I don't think we have time for 20 questions.
We're going to do it real quick.
It's past 4.
And we're okay. We started about 10 after.
I think only one person would know what this is.
Does anybody need to duck out while CJ runs his 20 questions? You can tag somebody in. All right.
All right. What is it?
Anyway, this is from Gravity Rush 2.
I love Gravity Rush too.
Yeah, there's this one great scene where Kat gets up on the stage and has to sing, and she's like, "What the hell do I sing?" And she just kind of starts making something up, and it's this song, but this is like the nicer version of it. So
nice.
Just want to play it because it's good.
All right.
And that brings us to video game 20 questions.
Excellent.
It really weirds me out.
Hang on.
Let the questioning begin.
No, you have to say the rules first.
Okay. I mean, what are the rules? We kind of all know what the rules are.
What are the rules?
The rules are you get 20 questions and let the questioning begin. You know how to play this game.
You know, and you pick the game.
I have the game. So I'm the one with the game. You guys have to guess the game.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let the questioning begin.
Did we listen to music from this? From a any game in the series that we listen to music to? Is that one of the games? Is that the game?
Yes.
Wow. Great.
Wow.
All right. Is this game from before 2000?
No.
It's not from before 2000.
Why did that take you so long? Why did you
really think about that?
Was it released on a handheld?
No.
Okay. Was this a platform exclusive?
No.
Turns out it's
you're a weird person to play this game with.
It's not so easy being in Damon's chair.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking about. I was like, I don't know if I really want to do this, because then if I mess it up. But.
You're supposed to have notes.
Does this game star why am I so bad at asking questions this week? Who someone would describe as like a mascot? Is it like a mascot game?
Sort of.
I want to know if it's like a Mario or Sonic game. That's basically it.
You can't say sort of. That's not an answer.
Yes or no?
I mean, they're...
Because now it's
is
probably...
Is it like iconic okay. franchise?
It's probably like Castlevania, and it stars like Bellicard or Belmont.
No.
Like, okay.
Okay. Was this developed in Japan?
No.
Great.
Does it have any sort of co-op or multiplayer mechanic?
Yes.
I already don't remember what the games were.
After 2000, something form a series of all the music that we had.
So we did Overwatch. We did. What were the other games that had multiplayer?
That wouldn't be
in
a
them?
Series, though.
That's true. That's true. I don't remember what any of the games.
Is this from after 2010?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is it part of the contemporary consoles?
Yes.
Is it? Did he pick Destiny?
We've had Destiny.
Played music from.
We did play music from it. Is this game a shooter?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have a show dedicated just to this game at IGN?
Yes.
Okay. Did you even pick a game this week? Did you really just pick Destiny?
He's making it up.
We asked you to come do 20 questions.
Are you on this show?
Qualify that question.
Yeah. Where are you on?
Were you a main cast member on the show?
Yes.
I don't think we need to go any further with this. We're not even going to finish this one up. Is it Destiny?
Is that your final answer? Is Sir Paul McCartney star in a music video marketing tie into this game?
No.
Is it Destiny 2?
So
yes.
So he didn't write it down, so that meant he could decide at the last minute whether it was one or two and screw us.
No, it's funny. I was actually, once we play these music, if it hadn't been for that music question there, I might have been safe, and that's why I was trying to play.
We already had Destiny.
I know, but I was playing.
And we only associate with Little Nemo the Dream Master and Destiny.
I was playing up that whole questioning. That the Damon poker face is definitely came into play, because you looked at me going, "Oh, why don't you know this?" And it's like, "Oh, I know this."
You know every answer. So we could have stumped you.
You could have. Yeah. Anyways,
was this game popular in Japan?
That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah. That is a good
that's
question.
A really good question. Yes.
No.
Maybe not. I did want to say thank you to you guys and to everybody
thanks
else.
Thanks for all the milk.
You will not want to drink that milk. But no problem. It was more the witnessing of the pouring of the milk. That was the part.
Can we do like one of those Gatorade things where we dump the milk over your head?
I would prefer not. Yeah, I mean, only
what if
because,
we do it outside?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, only because I want to save the gear equipment. Then that'd probably be bad.
Okay,
don't say absolutely.
Well, he said we could do it outside.
Well,
so.
I mean,
the answer is still no.
The Gatorade. If you find Gatorade, yes. Milk, no.
Oh, well, that can be done too.
Uh-oh.
CJ, we're sad to see you go.
Yeah.
You've been such a lovely presence on GameScoop and around the office for years and years and years. And congratulations on
I appreciate
what's
that,
next.
Man. Thanks.
We're all happy for you, but we're also very sad.
Are you going to be able to come back and play games with us?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to. And yeah, heading off to Bungie now, being a part of their video team. And so it's very surreal. But honestly, yeah, I said this on Fireteam Chat and to you guys individually around the office. You know, been involved with IGN since 2006 was my first E3. Oof, and wow. Honestly, it seems...
Earlier than my first E3.
Yeah, exactly. And it feels like yesterday. And honestly, there's so many good memories here because of all the amazing people, including the people here in this room and everybody else in the rest of the company. So... very much going to miss everybody here at the office.
We had some fun times.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little skeleton in all of us.
Yeah.
I'm so Miranda just bought a skeleton.
I did.
Sam honestly has made me laugh, I think, the hardest I've ever laughed in my life.
Hold on.
There's sometimes I have a workout of the show.
Did your skeleton arrive?
Oh, my gosh.
Not yet. Okay. It's coming to the office, right. By the way.
Really?
Yeah.
So we can do like little skeleton dances with it and stuff?
Yeah,
when you do, you'll think of me.
All right. That is all the scoops we have. That's all the skeleton scoops we have. You cannot reach us at gamescoop@IGN.com.
We
can't
read them.
Nope, yeah. We can't see them. We do not have the keys to that, although somebody that might be co-hosting or helping with this episode next week does have the keys, so maybe we'll get some of your answers. So please do write if you want to send us your 20 questions ideas, but don't expect to hear back from these four people. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. That's all the scoops we have, and we're out. Did I say scoops we have too much?
That's fine.
That's about right.
How do I end it? I forget how he ends it.
Doesn't matter. I'll just hit the button.
Hit the button!
So long.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.